During the holiday season in the Czech Republic, Czechs, who rarely eat fish, stand in long lines to buy locally bred carp. The tradition has religious roots. Before the communist regime, Czechs used to be predominantly Catholic and long have prepared meatless meals for Christmas Eve. But carp sales also help bring in a little extra cash over the holidays, as men of all professions turn into carp vendors on the street. Like Santas in American shopping malls, these Czech men in rubber boots and aprons define the holidays. Katerina Zakovolova reports from Prague.
Now he hit it, reports six-year-old Patrick Mahovsky to his grandmother. The boy can't take his eyes off the bloody scene. On a busy street in the Czech capital Prague, carp vendor Rostislav Ranek is hard at work. He is skinning a 10-pound carp that will turn into Patrick's Christmas dinner. 28-year-old Vranek wears a brown fur cap, thick winter jacket and a bright red rubber apron. Head to toe, he is sprayed with blood. He works bare-handed despite the freezing temperature. Vranek, who normally works as a machinery technician, keeps warm with hot wine, tea and liquor. A few days before Christmas Eve, waist-high vats teeming with fish stand on every street corner. Swinging its red fin in a grey top, one carp just splashed 11-year-old Dan Cutlets. His family is going to buy the carp live and keep it in the bathtub until Christmas Eve, when his grandfather will kill the fish and prepare it for dinner.
My mom says that she would not hit it hard enough, and the fish would be in pain. And my grandma says she can't do it. They always wait until the grandpa kills it.
Czechs have bred carps in artificial ponds for 8 centuries. Catholic monasteries built the first ponds to secure enough fish for fasting monks. When Columbus discovered America, Czech noblemen were turning carp breeding into a lucrative business. Historian Josef Haubert says that at that time, Czech carp was an expensive delicacy.
Salmon used to be in abundance here, and it was considered the fish for the servants. Carp was then a more precious fish than salmon.
Not even communism changed the century-old tradition of fasting or eating meatless meals on Christmas Eve. Coin-shaped scales from the fish also have taken on significance over the years. They're viewed as lucky tokens that bring wealth. 8-year-old retiree Irena Mahovská has been standing in line waiting to get some scales.
We just asked for a piece of skin from this large carp. I want to have dried scales for everyone, so money sticks to us. It does not stick to us anyway, but we believe that one day it will work out.
Shortly before midnight, the city center is crowded. While people are returning from holiday parties, vendors are guarding their fish. Vranek will get 3 hours of sleep in his car before another long day of selling Christmas carp. For NPR News, I'm Katarina Zachovalova in Prague.